all those great doctors, whatever we read in the history, all those great emperors who conquers almost most of the world even. But they are no more. After a certain period, they will have to live this life again. So in this way, if we go on thinking on the living beings also, most of the people, they have to leave their body, which is the essence of impermanence. Goes on changing. Like the, if we give some examples related with the flowers here now. This flower grows, but it will remain for a certain period. It won't remain forever like this. It comes and it fades away. And the tables, the cloths, whatever we see, these have no, say, all these things goes on changing. It won't remain forever. It remains for a certain period, but it goes on changing. So regarding the impermanent, ever presence of impermanence, if we go on thinking on that level, then normally everything has no reality. If we understand that there is no reality, then why we give more importance to the outer materials? Why we are giving more importance on the worldly materials? Because these materials won't give you the ultimate happiness. Then, if these materials has no power to give us the ultimate truth, it doesn't mean that we won't gain the ultimate truth. There is a way. Now, through this outlook, if we go, if we think over these things which are changing all the time, then we must return our mind to reverse our mind from the suffering of this samsara and get the liberation. Now that liberation can be practiced through the teachings of Lord Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni's teachings. So after that, I think so it is necessary to speak something about karmas or the actions, whatever we do, which is one of the main teachings of Buddha Shakyamuni. For the beginners, it is necessary to have some knowledge on the actions, what we are doing. In actions, there is good actions and bad actions. If we do something bad, if we act something bad, then normally the result will be bad. If we do something good, if we speak something good, if we act something good, then normally the result will be good. So in this way, actions are very important. Now in actions normally comes from our mind. And if we think something bad in our mind, then the action comes. There is an example saying that if we saw a seed of apple, then normally the apple tree will grow and it will give the apple fruit. There is nothing, if we that if we saw the apple seed and it will give a negative result, something like that. If we saw the apple seed and gave the orange fruit, that is impossible. That cannot be there. So, normally, if your way of thinking, if your way of speaking, if your way of action is good, then the result will be definitely good enough. Now, in Buddha's teachings, it is said that if we really wanted to gain some happiness in our mind, if we really wanted to take birth in a Buddha's pure land, then it is necessary that from the very beginning we must practice something good through actions, through speakings, through thinkings. If we go on doing something good things, then normally we can accumulate merit. Through accumulating the merit, then we can gain the ultimate truth. Most of the human beings, or the living beings, I should say, I think so, they think they want happiness, they don't want suffering. But if they go on doing something bad things, then happiness never comes. Happiness will come only if he acts something good, only if he accumulates something good, if he practices something good for the benefit of other living beings, then it may be some sort of useful to them. Through those actions, through acting something good, through speaking something good, through accumulating something good, then happiness will come. Now, many people, they wanted long life. Now, long life can be bestowed, long life can be obtained or achieved only if he practices something good. For example, saving the life of other living beings, freeing the life of other living beings, and helping them, then normally it is useful to them. And it also, with the benefit, with a good intention, if he gave the life of other living beings, then normally it helps to himself also. Though he is helping other living beings, but it also helping to himself. So in this way, we can achieve long life. Now some actions, according to the teachings, related with the killings now. If you go on kill animals with bad intention, then that is not useful for him, and it is also very harmful to that animal also, which will bring unhappiness or some disastrous result to that animal and to himself also. This action will always come, the result of this action will always have to in experience by a person who practiced that, person who acts that. So through that killings, we can't say that it will give you the long life or it will give you the happiness. Through killings, it will decrease our life and it will also bring some sort of problems, and that is an accumulation of bad karma. So if we go on accumulating something bad, then normally the result will be bad. Now, the accumulations of merit, not killing animals, helping other beings, not telling lie, not stealing. If you go on doing that way, then normally in the ultimate, you will gain the happiness. Even if you won't get the nirvana, even if you are unable to obtain the nirvana, but definitely you will take birth in certain places where there is some chances to practice Buddhist teachings. So through those actions, we can obtain some sort of good actions. Now, here I think so, accumulating the merit and demerit, if we saw poison under the ground, then poison will grow. If we saw something medicinal herbs under the ground, medicinal seed, then the medicinal plant will grow and it benefits for other beings for many purposes. So it is necessary to turn your mind towards Buddha Dharma and always do some sort of good things, always act something good things, always speak something good things for the benefit of other living beings, and always think. The most important is our mind. If we think something good in our mind, then normally the actions, what you do from your body, the speech, what you speak from your mouth, will normally very calm and soft, which are also useful to other living beings. Through these actions, if we started doing, accumulating good karmas and avoiding doing some those bad karmas, then we can bring our mind towards Dharma and do some sort of practices and try to liberate from this ocean of suffering. The result of the actions, if we go on thinking on those results, then we can understand that through doing good things, we can gain something good result, we can experience some sort of good result. If through doing some sort of bad actions, we can experience some sort of unhappiness, suffering. So it is necessary to avoid the suffering, and it is necessary to avoid doing something bad karma, and it is necessary to do something which is good enough to bring the peace in our own mind. That is very important point. The most important is to think in our mind. If our mind is good, then normally the actions will be good. Whatever we see outerly, the objects, the material, the substance, these are all the projections or all the objects created by the mind only. So most important is mind. If we control our mind, if we do something good, then normally it will bring happiness in the end. Now this is something a little bit about karmas. Now if we thing about this samsara. This samsara is full of suffering. There is no happiness. Wherever we see only the sufferings. If we go on talking about the six realms, the lower realms like hell, pretas, and the animal beings realm, they have full of sufferings. Now, in the animal realm, they have a suffering of not knowing because of ignorant dumbness. They don't know anything, but they have the mind. They wanted to speak something, but they can't do that because of dumbness, because of ignorant. Even if we beat the animals, even if we beat the dogs or the cows, the dogs and the cows, they can't say, please don't beat to me. They can't say that way because of ignorance, because of dumbness. They can't say that way. So that is one of the suffering. There are countless sufferings with them, but that is the main suffering. Now in the hell, the main suffering is, there is a two kind of hell. One with, say, hot hell, something like that. I don't know to give the right word in English, but hot hell or the cold hell, something like that. So in the hot areas of the hell, they suffer hotness. Now, when we say that in Taiwan, during the time of June and July, maybe we say that is the highest temperature, it's very hot, but that is nothing comparing to the hotness of the hell. It is some sort of boiling, 1,000 boil, say, 1,000 sun gathered together and it's boiling the water. Then that water's temperature, you just imagine how hot it is. We can't imagine it. So into that water, these animals who are in the hell, they are suffering. In the cold weather, the cold is extremely cold, we can't imagine here. So these two main problem sufferings are the main sufferings of the hell. Now, regarding the human beings' sufferings, there is no need of teaching. Everybody knows the suffering of the human beings. Generally speaking, according to the Buddhist teaching, we say that suffering of taking birth now, that is the main suffering. From the very beginning, when we take birth, we suffer a lot. As soon as we drop from the mother's womb, the child thinks that he was thrown from a big cliff, that means from a big high mountain. It's dropped from there and in many, many thousands of feet down. Something like that. That is a small kind of suffering. Then after that, the mother used to care for the child. But it's very difficult for the mother also. Not only that, for the child, he needs many things, but the mothers are unable to fulfill the wishes of the child. When they grow up, it's some problems. The growing age now. Growing age, problem of the suffering of the growing age. Suffering of the suffering some sort of feeling, experiencing some sort of diseases. Many kinds of diseases are there. So, these four men taking birth, experiencing some sickness or some growing age, And in the end, they will have to leave this body, that means death. They will have to face the mouth, dreadful mouth of the death. So these four main sufferings are faced by the human beings, but there are countless sufferings what we experience it. Everybody knows the sufferings of the human beings. Now talking about the demigods in this samsara, among the six realms, the demigod. Now demigod, because of their jealousy, because of their anger, they always experience suffering. They wanted to capture something, but they can't do it because of jealousy, because of anger. Through anger and through jealousy, nothing can be controlled. According to the Buddhist teaching, we can say that through showing our kindness, through compassion, only we can control all universe. Through controlling our own mind through compassion. It's not a suitable word. If you are able to control your mind through practicing compassion and good heart, then you can control all universe. Then you can control all these six realms. But if you are unable to control your own mind, then it is impossible to control any other beings. You can't control this flower even. The flower grows, and if the time comes, it will fade. You can't control it fading away. So in this way, if the mountain is falling down, you can't control that from falling down from there, because you have not yet controlled your own mind. It's most important is to be kind and to be compassionate, and through that you can control all. So here what I mean to say is, through anger or through jealousy, nobody can control anything. But these demigods, their action is always doing something harm to other living beings. They always used to fight with the god. Through anger, through jealousy, they won't fulfill their wishes. So that is the main suffering of the demigod. Now the suffering in the god's realm, the gods are the highest realm in this samsara. They enjoy happiness. But that happiness is not the ultimate happiness. They, because of their good accumulation in their previous lives, they have that situation, or they have that luxurious life. They enjoy whatever they like. Whatever they think, whatever they wish, their wishes will be fulfilled. So in this way, in the God's realm, we don't find any kind of sufferings. But yes, it is also in this samsara. The realm which is in samsara is bounded in the sufferings. So normally you just imagine when the god passes away, they have the power. The god has the power of living for many, many, many lives, for many thousands and thousands of lives. Their ages are boundless. They can remain for about aeon or 2 aeons, 3 aeons, something like that. That means they enjoy the long life. but they are also not eternal. They are not permanent. That is not the ultimate result. So that is why they have to leave their body. So at the time of death, before 1 week, according to the teachings of Buddha Shakyamuni, he says that before 1 week, the god or the goddesses, when they are going to die, they know that. They have the power of knowing that. They have the telepathy power. They know the future also. So they understand that now they are going to die. Some certain signs will be seen during the time of their passing away. Normally the gods, they used to wear the flowers, flower garlands all the time. And these flower gardens always remain fresh. Always remain fresh. That shows that the god will remain forever. Forever means for not like Buddha, but they will have to live their life, live their body in certain, if the time comes, they will have to live. So until the death comes, their flower remain always fresh, some dew drops are on the flower all the time. But when they are going to die, they see that their flower is also fading away. That is one main sign. Or there is another sign that some smells from their body comes. And their friends, God and goddesses, they will also leave him. They won't come near to that god who is going to die now. That means now he is becoming alone. That shows that he is going to die now. So the god knows that after death he is going to take birth in certain lower realms. He'll take birth in a form of pig, in a form of crow, in a form of dog, something like that. He saw that. And then these god and goddesses who are going to pass away, so during these 1 week, now comparing to human beings 1 week and the god realms 1 week, is completely different. Now god's 1 week means, if we convert into human beings' time, then it may be more than 1,000 years. Maybe 1,000 years. So, God realm, they say it is only 7 days. But to us, it is not 7 days. Maybe 7,000 years. Comparing our time. So, in this way, during those 7 days, these gods who are going to leave their body now have to suffer a lot, too much, many sufferings. That suffering comparing to other living beings' suffering is nothing now. Too much, very big suffering, some sort like that. It's very difficult to express, but they suffer a lot during that period. That means the god realm, even if they take birth in the god realms, there is no ultimate happiness, unless and until they are away from this sansa, they don't have any ultimate happiness.